Matt Dolch back with you for Nebraska Lead Class 33. We're on the road here in India, and we've stopped in at the India Dairy Research Institute, the National Dairy Research Institute here. Joining me today is the director of that institute, Dr. Ravinder Malik, and he's here to tell us a little bit about what the institute does on a daily basis.
Okay, well, I would like to inform you that it's a 90-year-old institute which was established way back in 1923 at Bangalore, and in 1955 this shifted to at this particular place in the North India, that is in Karnal, that is around 125 kilometers north of New Delhi. This particular institute under one roof is having research and development activities in the three areas. One is animal production, where we have got Department of Animal Nutrition, Animal Breeding and Genetics, and Livestock Production, and the Animal Physiology. Besides that, we have got a very advanced Animal Biotechnology Center. So these are the activities that are related with the animal production. Then we have got the Dairy Processing Group, where we have got Dairy Microbiology, Dairy Technology, Dairy Chemistry, and the Dairy Engineering. So all these four divisions put together, they are working in the production as well as research, doing research in the areas of functional dairy foods, and also developing newer foods and the newer machinery. Besides that, we have got the third area, that is the third group is with, related with the dairy management. We have got the Department of Dairy Economics and the Management, and also Department of Dairy Extension. Dairy Extension is working with the farmers for the transfer of the technologies that are developed over here. Of course, besides that, there are certain supporting units are there. Besides the research and development activities, this institute takes pride in the teaching activities also, since it has got a deemed university status. And there are 1,000 students that are studying over here, and they are studying in different courses, undergraduate courses. That is a flagship program of this institute, where we are imparting a four-year BTEC dairy technology program. And these are the students that come out from this institute after passing out. Either they go to U.S. for their master's program in food sciences, or some of them, they join the dairy industry or the food industry in the country. And a few of them go for the higher studies, for that is the master's program and the PhD program at this institute. So this is, besides that, we are having MTEC and the PhD program in the four disciplines, starting from the animal production to the dairy processing and the management. So, and there are also around 20 foreign students studying at this institute. They are from the either from the Asian countries, neighboring countries, SAR countries, or they are from the African countries.
As we look at the milk production, what are some things that you've brought to local producers here in the past few years to increase their milk production and overall profitability?
Yeah, definitely. The profitability, if you look at the economic terms, it is around 15 to 20% is the profitability is the milk. Over the years, because around 30, 40 years ago, we started this program of crossbreeding in order to increase the milk production. So that was the objective. With that objective, we this institute developed two crossbreeds. One is the Holstein with the Holstein Friesian with the Sahiwal, and another was the Brown Swiss with the Thorparker. So these two breeds were developed over here, and they started yielding more milk, and the farmers adopted that this particular technology and these breeds, and that's how the milk production in the country went very very high. And we have been producing now currently around 100 million tons of the milk per annum, and that is the number one, that makes India number one milk producer. And we have got 200 million cattle and around 100 million buffaloes, and the buffaloes contribute around 53% of the total milk production in the country.
Well, we wish you the best of luck moving forward. Thanks for the opportunity to visit the facility here today. Again, from the National Dairy Research Institute, visiting with Ravinder Malik here in the conference room. And we'll be back on the road from India. I'm Matt Dolch.